This is KUT.
Austin.
Stop.
It's summertime. That means many children are headed to summer camp this morning. It's not uncommon to find camps geared towards special interests. Think soccer camp and space camp. Roller coaster and shark camp are also a thing, believe it or not. In Killeen this week, a group of roughly 50 kids, aged 7 to 14, are attending a camp geared toward a special life experience. KUT's Ashley Lopez has the story.
Joshua Caro and his sister Gina are sitting on a curb waiting for a bus in central Austin. Joshua is 9, Gina's 12. And actually, they'd want me to mention those aren't their full names.
I have four names, actually.
You have four names? Okay. What are all your names?
Joshua, Israel, Rangel, Caro.
I have three. Gina, Annalise, Caro.
The entire time I'm chatting with these two, Gina has a protective arm draped around her younger brother. Joshua is going away to camp for the first time, and he's a little nervous. I asked him if he's excited.
I don't know.
No? You're kind of scared you don't know.
Yeah.
Joshua is going to a summer camp hosted by Any Baby Can, a nonprofit that focuses on issues related to childhood development. It's called Camp Grey Dove, and it's for children in Joshua's specific situation. By that I mean his sister Gina was diagnosed with cancer.
Yes, I have cancer, leukemia.
Gina and Joshua's mom, Brenda Basaldua, tells me Gina's cancer is in remission right now. But their family has gone through some really tough times recently. She says watching Gina suffer has been hard on everyone.
It is really, really hard, mainly for kids. I mean, we as adults, it's difficult. It's way more difficult for the kids, not only for Gina that was the one suffering, but for Joshua as well, to see that suffering and not being able to do anything about it.
Basaldua says some days it was clearer than others that Joshua was having a hard time understanding what was happening to Gina.
Joshua, some days he would just space out completely as I don't understand what's going on and I hate this.
Basaldua says she's excited Joshua will get to meet other kids whose siblings also have cancer. She says she thinks it could help him. Ethan Jones is a camp counselor, but he's been going to Camp Grey Dove for years. Jones started going when he was 7 years old. His twin brother had leukemia at a young age. He says the camp was really helpful during that part of his life.
It was cool knowing that there are other kids like me, really. I mean, other kids who went through some of the same stuff, because it was just really easier to like bond with them, because we could talk about it.
Jones says that wasn't the case in other parts of his life, like school.
A lot of people don't really share the same experience, like with cancer and like having it with a sibling, somebody so close. So this camp was really just like a great place for me to like meet other people and create bonds with people.
This camp is also a way for the kids to get a lot of undivided attention. Jones says attention was hard to come by when his twin brother was sick.
Growing up, he did get a lot of the attention and I was kind of like cast aside. And I had older brothers and sisters too, so we were kind of like pushed off. And it makes sense because, you know, he needed it. But while we're here, I just try to like give them that attention while they're here. You know, that's why I try to interact with every camper like I can.
And they're getting professional attention, too. Allison Bautista with Any Baby Can says group therapy is a big part of the daily activities.
So all of the kids are kind of divided based on their age and whether their sibling is on or off treatment or bereaved. So they're in groups with their peers and they can work through kind of processing their feelings and their experiences.
But in the end, this is still a summer camp. Bautista says the bulk of the time will be spent having fun.
So we have things like scuba diving, ropes courses, zip lines. There's a petting zoo with like a llama and miniature horses. It's a ton of stuff. They even have a giant slip and slide.
And camp counselor Ethan Jones says making sure they have a good time is his number one priority.
What I try to hammer into the kids is that just have fun this week, because I know it's tough. Like I always say, like this camp is like a great break from reality. So like you can have that time just to be a kid.
And with that, a big bus pulls up and drives the campers away to Killeen for their short break from reality. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.